My name is Tom Arnold, and my project is Verified Post-Quantum Cryptography. My advisor is Dr. Radzyszowski. My project is about combining formal verification with post-quantum cryptography to help make more secure crypto systems. To do this, I chose one of the post-quantum crypto systems being standardized by NIST called Classic McAlise, and I implemented several versions of it in Haskell. The crypto systems I chose were McAlise and NIDAWriter. These are earlier versions of classic McAlise, and they're a little bit easier to start with. I have an example of the NIDAWriter encryption and decryption processes in the bottom left corner of my poster. To be clear, this is a toy example, and to actually be secure, the key matrices would have to be much larger. The main goal of this project was to apply formal verification to cryptography. To do this, I chose a feature called refinement types. Refinement types are a way to make types more specific. For example, if you have a function that only takes integers, you could refine the integer type to be integers that are even, or integers that are greater than 10, or really anything you can think of. The programming language I used is a functional language called Haskell. I used an extension of this called Liquid Haskell, which adds refinement types through annotations in the code. These are automatically verified using the Z3 theorem prover. I have several examples of refinement types in the center column of my poster. The first example is titled Extended Euclid Algorithm. This is, as the name would suggest, the extended Euclid algorithm for finding the GCD of two numbers. The key thing here is there is a recursive function, and with Liquid Haskell, we're actually able to prove that that terminates. The way this works is that you need to show that one of the parameters is decreasing towards the base case that the function will eventually exit. In this case, it's the remainder. And what we do is we have a refinement set up to show that the remainder is always decreasing, and therefore the function will terminate. So Liquid Haskell is able to turn that into essentially a proof by induction, and it's able to see that the function terminates and it marks it as safe. The second example is called appending matrix columns. And for this, we have a function called matrix append, which takes two matrices and it appends the columns from one to the columns from the other. So there's two things that are being shown here. First of all, in the type system, we're actually encoding the size of the matrices. So we have a refinement for the second argument stating that the number of rows in the first matrix needs to match the number of rows in the second matrix. Otherwise, the operation doesn't make any sense. The second refinement that we have there is actually a post condition. It says that the output of the function is going to have the same number of rows as the input, which makes sense because we're appending columns. But it's going to have the sum of the columns from the two inputs. The third example is called derived constraints, and what this is showing off is just that Liquid Haskell is able to basically understand your code and infer constraints from your refinements. So really, as a programmer, all you have to do is set up preconditions and postconditions, and Liquid Haskell is able to follow the code and prove essentially that your program makes sense. The result of my project was that I found refinement types were useful for implementing cryptography. They can be used to prove that recursive functions terminate. They can also be used to prove that indexes are inbounds. The important thing to remember here is that these checks are being done at compile time, not runtime. For my implementation of both crypto systems, refinement annotations were only about 15% of the code base. There's a list of completely what I implemented in the upper right corner of my poster. And beneath that, there's a chart showing the lines of code and how that breaks down between documentation and tests and actual implementation. Future work could focus on implementing and verifying the key generation process for McAlise and for NIDAWriter. For this project, I was only able to focus on the encryption and decryption processes, but there's a lot more work to be done to actually implement these as full usable crypto systems. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, my email is on the poster.